You know, it feels like AI is. It's just reshaping everything, every industry on the planet, from, I don't know, pharma supply chains to how we do quarterly earnings, right? Nothing seems to be immune.
But that brings up a huge question for higher education.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are universities just talking about AI, or are they actually, you know, fundamentally restructuring their entire operation to meet this moment?
And that gap between the conversation and real actionable change is where I think most institutions get stuck. The amount of change you need is just, it's immense. You can't just bolt one AI class onto a curriculum that's 100 years old.
No, you have to rebuild the foundation, and that's the core challenge. So today, we are taking a deep dive into one school that has really chosen that harder path, the Kogod School of Business.
They've gone aggressive, I mean, quickly and really emphatically in making AI part of their core curriculum. It's basically become a working model for how advanced business education is evolving.
And our sources for this deep dive are, I think, really powerful because they're not from the outside looking in. They're drawn directly from Kogod's own academic literature, their internal impact reports.
So we're getting an inside look at the strategic architecture, the philosophy behind all these AI initiatives. We can see how they're building this from the ground up.
Yeah. Moving AI from like an elective you might take to a core competency you must have.
Exactly.
So the mission for this deep dive is short. We want to extract the specific curriculum changes, the new programs, and the strategic thinking that Kogod is using. The idea is to give you, the learner, a model for what modern AI-integrated business education really looks like.
Okay, let's unpack this.
So where do we start? What's the foundational piece?
Well, when you look at this whole shift, the first thing that really defines the strategy is what they call their AI for all philosophy.
AI for all.
Yeah. For them, AI isn't just a specialty for a few data science majors. Yeah. It's foundational knowledge. They're trying to embed it into the DNA of every single business degree they offer.
And that idea that AI is DNA, that's what makes it more than just, you know, a marketing slogan. It's real strategic change.
It absolutely is. And they back it up right away with something super tangible for every single student, no matter what their major is.
Which is?
They give universal access to Perplexity AI's Enterprise Pro.
On any device.
Yeah.
Which is a huge commitment, right? I mean, logistically and financially.
It's a massive commitment. And for listeners who maybe aren't familiar, Perplexity AI Pro isn't just like a casual chatbot. It's a really powerful research and knowledge discovery tool. It lets students do deep research, synthesize complex info, and generate ideas from verified sources.
So it sets a standard from day one. You can't just do a superficial Google search anymore. You're expected to use these enterprise-grade tools to really think critically across every business class.
And when you scale that access across the entire curriculum, I mean, the sheer volume of the integration is staggering. The sources say that students dive into over 50 AI business classes. 50. That number alone shows they're not preparing students for a future AI revolution. They're operating as if it's already happened.
Okay, that sounds incredibly comprehensive, but let me push back a little here. If you give everyone these advanced tools and you embed AI everywhere, isn't there a risk that students just lean on the AI too much? That they might lose some fundamental skills like basic research or modeling?
That's the question, right? That's what every serious institution has to deal with. And Kogod's philosophy, it seems, directly addresses this. They talk about a critical layering.
The layering?
Yeah. They state very explicitly that technical AI skill by itself isn't enough. They say AI without a deep understanding of business is like a tool with no purpose.
I see. So the technology is the accelerator, not the driver.
Precisely. The strategy is twofold. You layer the AI skills on top of deep domain knowledge, you know, really understanding accounting or finance, and you double down on the core human skills.
Things like collaboration, adaptability.
Exactly. Collaboration, adaptability, work ethic, and clear communication. It's a strategic move to maximize your marketability in a world that's becoming more automated.
So the student who understands machine learning but can also communicate its financial impact is just inherently more valuable.
Far more valuable than the pure technician. It brings up that big question. Is technical knowledge enough? And Kogod is clearly saying no. You absolutely need the human element.
Okay, so let's shift from that universal philosophy to the actual dedicated tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they're putting AI everywhere, They also have full degrees for students who want to go really deep.
Right, for the students who want to be the ones building these future systems. And what's fascinating is the spectrum of offerings. They have something at every level.
So at the undergrad level.
For undergrads, there's the BS in business analytics and AI. And this is all about building fluency in coding, stats, machine learning, ML, and natural language processing, NLP.
Okay, hold on. For anyone listening who might not be deep in the tech side of things, can you just quickly frame what ML and NLP actually mean in a business context?
For sure. So ML, machine learning, is all about building predictive models, systems that learn from huge amounts of data to forecast things, like which customers might leave or how the market might move.
And NLP?
NLP, natural language processing, is the tech that lets computers understand and generate human language. Think analyzing thousands of customer reviews or even drafting contracts. These are the engines of modern business intelligence.
And the sources really emphasize that this isn't just a computer science degree. It's layered on a rigorous business core with a focus on a human-centered AI practice.
That ethical and practical focus is key. They're teaching students how to spot and reduce bias in their data to make sure the models they build are actually serving a good purpose.
And that focus just continues right up to the graduate level with the MS in business analytics and AI.
Exactly. It's also offered online, and the graduates come out with the super advanced expertise, but it's always coupled with business acumen and ethical practices. These are the future leaders of AI teams in big corporations.
You know, I think the most powerful piece here for the non-specialist, the student who doesn't want to be a data scientist but knows they need this literacy, is the minor in business analytics and AI.
I completely agree. That's a game changer. It's a 5-course sequence, and it's available to any major.
Any major.
Yeah, international business, communications, whatever. And it trains you not just to run the numbers, but to ask the right questions, to translate raw data into clear strategic insights.
That's the real value, right? Bridging that gap between the data scientist and the CEO.
It is. And they round it all out with a graduate certificate in the same topic. It lets working professionals quickly signal to employers that they have this advanced AI savvy without having to do a whole master's degree. It's all built for immediate impact.
Okay, this next part for me is where it gets really, really interesting. Because it's one thing to have a great analytics department, but the real test of that AI in the DNA idea is, does it actually get into the traditional majors?
That is the acid test, right? Is it just an appendix or is it the circulatory system? And They've done it. I mean, let's just start with accounting, a field that's traditionally seen as looking backward, right? What happened last quarter?
But the courses they list, like data analytics for accounting and cost accounting for strategic management, they're all about predictive and prescriptive analytics. It completely changes the job.
It does. Students aren't just balancing ledgers. They're implementing machine learning models to forecast costs. And they're using serious AI tools in Class Power BI, Tableau for visualization, and even RapidMiner for building complex models without needing to be a hardcore programmer.
So instead of just reporting on historical costs, a student is now modeling all these variables to predict supply chain costs 6 months from now. That's a huge strategic advantage.
The accountant becomes a forward-looking strategist. And you see the exact same thing happening in finance.
Courses like financial valuation and modeling, corporate finance.
Yeah, they're all being redefined. They're moving way past Excel models and into applying machine learning for valuation, using AI to analyze financial statements in seconds.
So it changes how you think about risk modeling or algorithmic trading. The finance pro now has to understand the inputs and the ethical guardrails of these incredibly powerful algorithms.
And it's not just the quantitative fields either. Even in management, you know, a traditionally softer discipline, courses like organizational behavior are exploring how AI impacts team dynamics and decision making.
They're asking, how do you lead a team that's part human, part algorithm? How does that change hiring or strategy?
Right. And then you've got marketing. Courses like Understanding the Marketplace and Foundations of Digital Marketing are now all about how AI drives everything.
It's the engine for modern targeting, for dynamic pricing.
Totally. Students are learning how algorithms decide where to place an ad or predict what a consumer will buy next. It just demands a whole new level of analytical skill from a marketer.
Okay, let's move to the final layer here, which is the strategic vision and all the external validation they've gotten. This isn't just about changing courses. It's tied to bigger goals.
It is. They draw a really clear line between AI and sustainability. The sources show a strong belief that AI is actually essential to reach the scale you need to really supercharge an organization's sustainability impact.
So they frame it as a tool to build a better world, optimizing energy grids, cutting supply chain waste. It makes sustainability a data-driven goal, not just a nice-to-have.
And they know education doesn't happen in a bubble. A key part of their strategy is just convening the pioneers, giving students what they call unparalleled access to the people actually shaping the global AI world.
And we're talking about heavy hitters like Google's president, Ket Walker, or Microsoft's president, Brad Smith.
Exactly. Having a direct line to the people making those top-level decisions, you just can't get that from a textbook.
And that kind of access. It's led to some pretty incredible outside validation, right? I mean, these aren't just internal reports patting themselves on the back.
Not at all. I mean, you have Brad Smith himself, the vice chair and president of Microsoft, on the record saying CoGod is well ahead of so many universities around the world. That's a huge statement.
It really is. It highlights their speed. The dean, Dave Marchick, even said that while a lot of schools are struggling, CoGod refuses to put our head in the sand.
Yeah.
They're trying to define the new business literacy, not just react to it.
The Wall Street Journal noticed it, too. They pointed out that American universities' MBA programs are reorienting around AI. And Jeff Welser from the AI Curious podcast, he called CoGod aggressively, quickly, and emphatically a key player.
So if we pull all of this together, it's more than a curriculum update. It's a strategic move to define what modern business education has to be right now.
I think what really stands out is just the holistic, aggressive integration. It's all about practical application, everywhere from accounting to marketing. It really is embedded at every single level.
And for you, the learner, I think the takeaway is that AI competency isn't a niche skill anymore. It's becoming a prerequisite for just basic business literacy. No matter what you do, you have to be able to speak this language.
For sure. And this whole model confirms that your future marketability is all about layering that technical ability with deep expertise in your field and, this is the crucial part, those core human skills. Adaptability, communication, ethical judgment. The era of AI as an elective is just. It's over.
Which raises an important final thought. If business schools are racing to embed AI into the bedrock courses like cost accounting and financial valuation, what are the essential human skills that future leaders need to double down on now to make sure they're leading the algorithms instead of just being led by them? That's something for you to mull over.